What's going on, you polyamorous pussy pustules? Welcome to Grunt Speak Not So
Live!
I'm Toxic Male, that's Rotund Revenge, and we got a disgusting story for you today. I'm not sure how this one slipped through our radar.
I don't know, because remember we did the video on polyamory.
Yes. Okay. Polyamory.
So this is not a new thing.
No, not a new thing. And the poly pustules on Reddit have made it very clear that they cannot stand our video because it's full of facts, logic, reason, and sources, and they can't debunk it, so they just claim that we're emotionally illiterate scuzzballs.
Yeah, and I think there's like 30-some-odd comments on that video, all from soy boys.
Getting all mad because I have a lot of love to give.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, listen, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but... I mean, it's not going to go anywhere good.
No, it's not going to go anywhere good. And, well, let's just dive right in. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. That's probably drying on your sheets while you're not home.
Now, first of all, being a dude willingly participating in this arrangement, shame on you.
Exactly.
You got your manhood at a shameful discount. You are not a man. You're just a man in title only.
Exactly.
Wow.
But let's take a look. It's about to get bad. Really bad. Boyfriend tells how he dumped Britain's most notorious bigamist when she cheated, despite accepting her five husbands.
All right. Now, it says Wayne Harper, 43, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Dumped Emily Horn after discovering her five husbands. Horn was having an affair with another man during her relationship with Mr. Harper. Mr. Harper initially accepted her past, but split with Horn after 18 months of munching on somebody else's clam chowder.
Yeah, maybe he just said, you know, he had his epiphany moment and said, what the fuck am I doing? This is insane. He decided to get out of it.
I mean, I know, you know, sometimes we drink a whiskey blend. You know, but they blend different types of whiskey, comes up with all kinds of different flavors. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for that when we go south of 8 Mile.
No, we're not.
And this man willingly put his face in the glory hole stew.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, God. Why you got to say it like that?
And
oh.
It was totally fine until she brought a seventh person into the scenario. And just think of how sad and spineless a person you would have to be.
To allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And be willing to participate.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally fine. The other five guys, those are fine. But seven? I know that's where I draw the line. I got
I'm
Space Ghost
here.
Is on.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? A guy like that, you're not cool enough to watch Space Ghost.
Nah.
Take it back. This is horrendous.
This whole thing is disgusting.
Now, you might be thinking, dude's watching this show. If this woman has five husbands.
Got to be rocking
and a
it.
Sixth and a seventh dude willing to get in there and just bask in the glow of the Hot Pocket leftovers steaming out of the of her disgusting microwave.
That is fucking atrocious.
It probably looks like somebody stepped on a Hot Pocket. Pepperoni pizza, of course.
Okay, I'm envisioning this woman to be like all the rest of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you might think that we're dealing with like a 7.5 or above.
Yeah.
Nope. This is her.
Yeah, that's she's a solid 4.5, maybe 5.
Yeah, this is somebody who spends way too much time sacrificing blood to Moloch.
Yeah, and you know she, I mean that's a homely looking woman right there.
That's one word for it.
Yeah, I mean that's the only category I could put on her.
And then Pop, in the back of his mind, is like, I'd give her a 4.
I gave her a 4.5.
I know, but the thing is, you're never going to be able to live that shit down.
I'm fine with it. I'm consistent.
If I can't live down a gay cruise ad that was totally in there by accident and a freaking source, I mean, you just have to expect it.
No, I'm cool with it.
You're going to be giving women 4s for the rest of time, and I'm apparently captain of the Titanic. You don't get to pick your nicknames.
No, you don't.
It sucks.
It's bad luck to pick your own.
It is. It's very bad luck. So let's see here. Wayne Harper dating her for 18 months before he ended the relationship. Horn was already married to 5 men at the time, with Mr. Harper vowing to stand by his girlfriend if she remained loyal to him.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. After their relationship ended, Horn went on to marry another two men, becoming Britain's most notorious bigamists with seven husbands.
I wonder if this is like a publicity son or something.
I don't know. It's crazy. Ashley Madison could only hope for something this juicy. He met Horn when they were both in the same hospital. She was recovering from a minor operation. I'm sure she was having warts burned off, if we're going to be completely honest.
Or getting her tubes tied.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Either way, whatever is leaking out of there, it ain't natural.
Nope.
After a year and a half together, Mr. Harper accused Horn of cheating on him and ended their relationship. Here she is. And then it looks like Jeremy London right there. It kind of looks like the dude from Mallrats.
Wow. Let's see.
Okay, so that is Wayne Harper right there.
In 2007.
That was 2009, July 2009. She received a suspended sentence for marrying her fifth husband, Ashley Baker, in 2007. So, yeah, do you think she's going to stop?
No.
Obviously.
Because they're not punishing him.
Yeah, there's no consequences for
him. Did we Google her name and see if there's any more legal cases since then?
No, but I'm assuming there's going to be one for each new husband since the fifth one.
Yep.
And obviously they're not doing anything about it because Vagine. I split up with her. It was my doing because I found out she was cheating on me. I was only in her life for 18 months and it was not a happy ending. Now, those happy endings came before that.
Well, the thing is, it never ends well in a situation like this.
No. And these people, they will insist. You go to the Reddit thread that's trying to rip apart our video. It's all the same shit.
Yep.
And they'll claim we're not emotionally literate. It's a lot of blame and shame language. None of it has anything to do with reality. The fact of the matter is, virtually every polyamorous pustule that I have ever seen looks like this woman or this woman.
Yep.
And all the dudes around her look like this.
Yeah. The woman in this.
Yeah.
They're skanks.
They accept it because they think they're not going to get anything else.
They're slanks. Slutty skanks.
And it says right here, flat out, why child abuse is more likely in polyamorous homes like the woman with four boyfriends.
Well, if there's a child and it's not yours, mm-hmm. and you're forced to live there, things happen.
Yes, they do. And then we have this person here. I'm not going to put the audio on because, you look at this, obviously stunning and brave. I mean, they're all just the most attractive people on the market. You couldn't possibly find anybody better.
Yep.
Jennifer Aniston in her 20s, look out, because these people with Tourette's of the elbow, they're the new happening thing.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if these women can't get the nines and tens.
Yeah.
They settle for a school of five, six, and seven.
A school of fish. Yeah. School of fish smelling, clam chowder gargling.
Well, yeah, and listen, these dudes.
They're hopeless.
They're hopeless.
They're honestly.
My heart goes out to them, but I don't know what's going on in your life where you think this is acceptable.
Yeah.
But you need to wake the fuck up. And stop drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid, you idiots.
Yep. Now, you might be thinking, who would write a check against a woman like this? Now, we know what these guys look like, and I already said, usually the guys in these arrangements look like this. Well, here's one of the husbands.
He looks like he's Amish.
I mean, you look at that, and you look at that.
Mm-hmm.
He was the third husband of the bigamist Horn. They married at the Leeds Registrar Office when Mr. Barrett was 21.
Wow.
Whoa.
How long was he married to her for?
Still married. Britain's most notorious bigamist, Emily Horn's seven husbands. She's got Paul Rigby, that she married in 1996, Sean Cunningham, 1999, Chris Barrett, 2000, James Matthews, 2002, Ashley Baker, 2007, Fred Miller, 2010, and Craig Hadwin in 2012.
Wow. This woman's been busy. Wow.
She's been very busy. That's insane. So let's see. In 2009, details of her multiple marriages were revealed in Channel 4 documentary The Bigamist Bride. Horn's web of lies soon started after she married her first husband, Paul Rigby, in 96 when she was 18. They split up after a few months in 99. She wed Sean Cunningham using the name Emily LeConte. Oh, now there's an appropriate name. Their relationship ended after a couple of months, and she left him for his friend, Simon Thorpe, the man who had given her away at her wedding to Mr. Cunningham. So this is a whole Eskimo brother stew
as
well.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
While Horn and Thorpe were engaged, she married Chris Barrett, a 21-year-old website designer. She used the name Emily Horn again, but this time described herself as an account handler whose father was a retired Army major. She has a type.
Yep.
Can't say she doesn't have a type. Betas.
Yep.
Then she married James Matthews, 34, 4 weeks after they met on a train where he worked as a conductor, having proposed to him by text message.
Jesus.
Wow. In May 2007, she married salesman Ashley Baker, 25, of Rockdale, whom she met while working in a massage parlor.
Oh, my God.
Well, that one guy was looking for the happy ending. I think I found it.
Yep. And she's taller than him, too.
They set off for a honeymoon in Scotland. Horn confessed to her previous marriages and showed them her newspaper clippings. He stood by her for another 10 months, despite her honeymoon confession that he was husband number 5 after she lied, telling him she had cancer. Well, I wouldn't doubt it, to be honest. I mean,
oh my God.
There's got to be some ovarian or cervical.
There's something going on in
there. There's some cancer going on.
I mean, if she was 18 in 96, that means she's like 50 today, or in her late 40s.
I just hope Emily Horn doesn't confuse being cancer with having cancer, because it's obvious what's going on here.
Yeah.
This is
there's some viral crap going on, I can imagine. And now, listen,
husbands.
She married 7 guys.
And apparently never divorced any of them.
Well, the thing is, she married 7 guys. What about all the guys in between, the sampler guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, she was working in massage parlors so she could inspect the merchandise before,
correct,
you know, deciding to take the free Costco sample.
So. Or the BJ's at BJ's.
The BJ's at BJ's. Don't ask for a BJ at BJ's. You get thrown out.
You get a friendly walkout. Friendly walkout right there.
I'm looking at her. Why?
I have no idea.
How?
Just search her name and see if we can get a current picture of her and see what she looks like.
Oh, this is current. This is her at 43. Actually, no, this is 2009. Oh.
Here we go.
Interesting. Okay, let me see if we can find her. Emily Horn, bigamist, 2022.
Here we go.
Emily Horn, Wikipedia. Does she have a picture? No.
No picture. Look for images.
Oh, what do we got here? Bigamist Emily Horn.
There we go.
Spared jail after dressing as 7th husband to obtain prescription. So, judge tells woman who tricked a doctor into giving her sleeping pills she had come terribly close to being sent to prison. But because she's a woman and this is Britain, it's not going to happen.
But this article is 10 years old. And look at her teeth. She's already got the British teeth starting.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if there are any actual...
Well, go to images and see if...
Just see if there's anything in here. Yeah, these are all the same older pictures, it looks like.
I guess. Yeah. Ugh.
That's just horrendous.
Oh. Yeah, that's not... Ugh.
I mean, even when she was younger, like, I'm sorry, I just don't see it. How do you get 7 dudes to write a check against your criminal ass?
Well, I mean, the thing is there's simps out there that fall for this.
Dudes, stop it.
Yeah.
Have some self-respect.
Dignity, honor, and self-respect are the 3 cornerstones of basic manhood. If you have those 3 things, there's no fucking way you would fall victim to this crap.
Yeah. But if you accept, you know, a random woman's proposal over text message after only 4 weeks, I guess you can't really be surprised.
Now, what do you expect?
She's got 5 other husbands.
Yeah, this is not 1950 where people met and were married 4 weeks later and stay married for you know, decades.
Because they didn't
sleep
together beforehand. Now, women have taken the shackles off of that and they're complaining about it.
Yeah, if you find out she's got 7 husbands, you know she's getting railed probably 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah. I love how the newest guy was like, well, you know, I agreed to it, you know, to it as long as she was loyal to me.
Yeah. I mean, that speaks, you're a beta. You don't get access to the poon. And you're willing to take anything.
The thing is, if she's still married to these guys legally, who's to say they don't still come around for, you know, an occasional deposit?
They probably still are.
They probably still do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're stupid.
I'll have to agree with you on that. And they're dumb. They dumb. Oh, they dumb, man. dumb.
But what do you guys think? You know, tell us what you think about the whole polyamory puss, whatever you want to call it. It's like, this is a cancer, and I am so sick and tired of the whole current year trend of trying to dress up degeneracy as normal.
Yep.
That seems to be the direction that our society is heading, and then we wonder why people like SSM call it Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, because that's exactly what it is.
I'm going to be honest. We're way beyond 2.0. We're 5.0.
This is bad.
This is real bad. We are going to get throttled by the forces that be, because we are so far off the mark now. I don't even know if we can be redeemed.
I mean, the aircraft is burning in. People are floating in the zero-G environment with fire spewing out of windows. This is bad, right?
This is bad.
This is bad. She was in the hospital getting the warts burned off. This is bad, huh? This is bad. Yes.
Yes, it is.
And you could have avoided it. And no, you wouldn't have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
I can almost guarantee that woman is just a train wreck today.
Oh, absolutely.
If she was 43 in 09...
She's 50.
She's 51. Mm. Wow.
Well, no, 43 and 09, she would be 56.
50. Well, okay.
Yeah, she'd be 56, 13 years, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having this kind of fun, apparently. Yeah.
When you're doing the foul hour with seven guys.
Yeah. And then you got two of them who get the main source of the action. The other five just hang out with a drinking straw waiting for the leftovers.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Welcome to current year. Population, us.
Yeah, we're fucked.
This sucks. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want more videos like this where we dive into somebody's stinky fish-smelling crevasse and peel back all the layers.
Oh my God!
Disgustingness.
There we go.
You hit that subscribe button, because if you don't, Christmas is coming, and so is your Pringles can with your name on it. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.